ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. God, I hope my voice makes it through this hour. Good afternoon. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I'm an award-winning writer and been your host here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide for 26 years. We're here to celebrate today. I think we've got the dawning of a new boxing superstar tonight. Of course, we're talking about the Showtime main event, Andre Ward, Oakland, California. Our last Olympic gold medalist, 2004. What's he now as a pro? 24 and zip, 13 KOs. Taking on once-beaten Carl Froch. But I've got Carl Froch like a 4-1 underdog. I mean, Andre's going to gangster slap him. He's going to take him to school. It's not even going to be close. In fact, if Andre steps it up enough at the end, he will stop Froch inside of 12 rounds. That's how good a fighter Andre Ward is. Yes, he is one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world. And people question him coming out of the Olympics. They question him before the Olympics. As you know, he fought at 178, 178 pounds. So his friend Andre Durell could fight at 165. Andre could move up to 178, but Ward felt he could, and he did, and he won. So he won a weight class bigger than he. He won an Olympic gold medal. He's gone 24-0 as a pro, 13 KOs. He is the real deal. He is tonight on Showtime. And speaking of now, we'll go to from Showtime to HBO. Next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide is the godfather of the HBO crew. I'm talking about Larry Merchant. So toll-free all across America, these are your phone lines. If you'd like to talk to Larry, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Sale with morning special Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Style and Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts and 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electrics. Morning special Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
The Super Stroke Land Band brings us back at 12 and a half, make it 13 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing, and if ever I needed one of those cough lozenges, this is it right now. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. I'm proud to bring in the godfather of the HBO crew for just a few minutes, of course, Larry Merchant. Tonight, Larry, the guy on the other side of the street, Showtime's got a good fight with Andre Ward and Carl Froch. What's Froch now? 28-1, 20 stops, and you got Andre Ward, 24-0, 13 kills. First of all, is Andre Ward the best Olympian to come out of the Olympics since Ray Leonard?
Oh, I don't know. There have been a few very good ones. Leonard, 1976, we're talking about Evander Holyfield, we're talking about Roy Jones, we're talking about De La Hoya, Whitaker. He certainly seems to be the best one recently, and I like him a lot.
Okay, because David Reed was a bit of a flop as a pro. Wouldn't you admit it? Even though he got the WBA title, he won the 1996 Olympic gold medalist.
Look, Olympic medals are still amateur medals. A lot of amateurs hasn't made it as pros. And David Reed had some very good fights, including a big one with Felix Trinidad. I'm not going to call a guy who won a gold medal and had a pretty good pro career as a flop. Having a gold medal doesn't make you a professional champion or star.
Good enough. We're talking with Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, of course, tonight. Andre Ward, my guy. You know, Larry, he hadn't lost a fight since 1997, and I thought about it, at first I thought that was a bit of a record for a fighter right now, but Floyd Mayweather, like him, love him, hate him, whatever, however your relationship is with him, he hasn't really lost a fight since 1996, and that was in the Olympic trials here in Concord, California, because after that he won his two box-off fights, and then he sort of got jobbed in the Olympics.
Beaten in the Olympics, excuse me.
Did you think he was? Did you really think he was?
I don't even remember the fight. He lost the decision. End of story.
All right.
But you're right. So he hasn't been defeated since 1996. I don't know how that's relevant to Ward. I don't think that being unbeaten is that big of a deal. I think it's a bigger deal for Ward right now. than many others, because Ward has faced the stiffest competition in his division and is facing another really good, tough guy tonight. That's admirable. Just going unbeaten because you've had a clever matchmaking doesn't impress me.
Larry, so how do you expect, I mean, we got 28-1, as I said, the records for Frock, and 24-0, 13 KOs, the record of Andre Ward. How do you see this fight going, Larry?
You know what? I mean, look, I think everybody knows what the equation is, that Ward is quicker, but he has a real sense of when to play him and when to hold him. He'll battle you, he'll box you. But I have a high opinion of Frock as a really tough, strong guy. He's lost only to Kessler in a very close decision in a terrific fight, which I believe was in Kessler's hometown in Copenhagen. There's nothing not to like about either one of them. What's to like is that they're fighting each other.
Hmm. Is that what's wrong with boxing? I mean, you know, you're on HBO. Is it that the best aren't fighting the best?
I think sometimes that is, absolutely. That we have promoters whose main capital is contracts with money-making fighters, and they're often very reluctant to put them in against serious threats unless there's mountains of money to be made. And so they tried to keep everything in-house, and they tried to get options on challengers and all that sort of stuff. That's a lot of that has gone on forever in boxing. But, yeah, there's a problem in making fights across promoters. My interest in fights is let's make good fights, and nobody gives a damn who promotes them. They just want to see them do it again, just like we had with Conn and Peterson recently. Whatever controversy there was about the decision and the referee, etc., what everybody remembers is it was a hell of a fight. And at the end of the day, whether a fighter is called a title holder or a champion or a journeyman, I want to see good fights. And when you see good fights, everything else takes care of itself.
Speaking of good fights, do you think Alma, I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit, do you think Al Haymon's fighters get too many easy fights on HBO or get too many showcase positions?
Well, I don't know if it's exclusively on HBO, but I think at times, yes, that we have allowed what I would call agenda fights or resume fights to take place. These are perfectly legitimate fights for young fighters to have, but not on HBO, in my judgment. If they come to HBO, they ought to have a step up. Kevin Mitchell, the heavyweight, had something of a step up when he made his first appearance on HBO last week. That's good. And when I see new young fighters, great. But when they get to the HBO level, I want to see them in fights that challenge them. And hopefully that will happen in our future.
Okay. Larry, what's happening in 2012 for HBO? Can you throw some fights at us that are going to be happening?
I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know, you know, what the schedule is. I know there's a doubleheader with Chavez and Donaire. I think in early February. I know Kirkland is fighting in late January. I mean, there are some young fighters that are starting to get a lot of resonance out there. You know, Chavez and Alvarez are becoming big attractions. There are some divisions, whether they're the welterweight divisions or the 154-pound class, where there are some excellent matchups potentially. So hopefully we'll see a Peterson-Khan rematch. And the best fights out there that can be made. Unfortunately, some promoters are so conservative, they're afraid to take risks, just like some of their fighters are.
Okay. And if that is the case, though, but if HBO's writing the bigger checks, you said earlier, you know, those type of fights shouldn't be there.
Well, yeah, sometimes, right. But sometimes fighters are so good that there's no competition for them. What do you do then? Do you just ignore the fighter? Or sometimes a fighter is such an attraction, like Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez, who's just 21, and now Chavez Jr., who seems to be coming into his own at 25, that you know, they get some benefits of the doubt in terms of opponents simply because they bring big audiences. That's always been the case in the business of boxing. But eventually they're going to have to move toward serious challenges.
You don't think Chavez is a bit of a fraud?
Nope, I don't think he's a fraud. I think if we know what they are, I mean, I'm not making him out to be the king of the world. I'm just saying he's a good attraction. And he's starting to face a better level of competition. And that's good. And hopefully by the end of 2012, he'll be facing somebody serious, maybe like a Cotto, and we'll get a better measure of him.
All right, two questions before I let you go. Were you surprised James Kirkland, the aforementioned James Kirkland, turned down a fight with WBA co-junior middleweight champion Austin Trout?
I don't know. I've never seen Trout. The fact that he has a title doesn't impress me these days. Everybody has some kind of a title.
Quite an amateur pedigree there, Larry. He was the quite an amateur pedigree there. He was a 2000.
I'm not questioning that. Khan had a greater amateur pedigree than Peterson. I'm not questioning that.
Okay.
But I don't know all the specifics of why that fight didn't happen. Frequently, it's simply about money. Maybe it will be a better fight down the road when Trout has had more exposure. I'm just speaking randomly off the top of my head. I don't know the circumstance.
Last question for you. Shouldn't Sergio Martinez get Julio Cesar Chavez before Miguel Cotto or any of these people?
If I were managing Chavez, I wouldn't put him in with Martinez. I wanted Martinez to fight somebody like Butte. Why not? You step up,
no.
You fight a guy who's in a higher, after you've cleaned out your division, you fight a guy in a higher division. If you don't beat him, you're still the champion of your division.
Yeah, but Larry, you unless it's a great fight and you take a lot of punishment, or it's a close fight and if people think you got robbed.
Here's the problem.
What?
He has no following, no fan base. And Chavez, I don't recognize Chavez as a champion. I recognize Martinez as the champion. So I don't think Chavez has to fight Martinez until he or they feel like there's some legitimate reason and that they can make the best money and have the biggest attraction possible. And Martinez, he barely fills small rooms.
Okay. Good point.
And I like watching him. He's a good fighter to watch. I regard him as the champion of the middleweight champion. We have a model today where fighters go their own ways for their own reasons and don't feel that the only way they can make money is by becoming the champion. And someday Chavez and maybe Canelo will fight him when they're ready. I don't know. Right now, I'm curious about their development and who they fight. And hopefully by the end of 2012, we'll see both of them fight serious opponents.
The godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant. Larry, we thank you so much. Happy holidays. Say hello to your lovely wife and take care of the family.
Same all to you, Pedro.
Thank you so much. The godfather himself, folks. That's right, Larry Merchant. What's he been with HBO now? 29 years. I think he first did his first fight. It was 72 or 77. Maybe it was 77, so it's not that, not 29. Anyway, the bottom line is he is the godfather, no question about that. Speaking of godfather, what a voice here, huh? Mr. Larry Bragg's the Tower of Power, 11:26 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
We've got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from date of certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends it go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Good shot there by Hayes. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard.
Putting on a show!
Outstanding.
Wow! Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Nah, but the truth hurts. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 31 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Interesting world in the this week in the world of MMA. Of course, you know the UFC and their problem to get licensed in the state of New York. I'm talking about New York City because of the union, because the Fertitta family, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, run a string of hotels and casinos in Las Vegas, which are non-union. And the union people just don't want them in New York City. That's why you have not seen a UFC card at the Great Arena, Madison Square Garden. Anyway, they're working on that. As I told you, Lorenzo's been up there. Lorenzo Fertitta has been up there making community donations and things like that. And speaking of the UFC, of course, they're going to go the 30th, Friday night, with the pay-per-view, December 30th, with Brock Lesnar, of course, the twice-beaten former heavyweight champion, both of the UFC and the WWE, laugh. Not really. Anyway, the bottom line is he was a all-star, all-American collegiate wrestler. He hadn't lost many fights, if I think it was just a few, as far as wrestling's concerned. And he became a pro wrestler, and then, you know, he became sort of like a joke, right? I mean, all pro wrestlers are jokes, right? Yeah, try getting in a fight with one of them, okay? See who comes up. See if the joke is not kicking your butt. Anyway, they're better athletes than people give them credit for. And you know, now you've got Brock Lesnar fighting Alistair Overeem on the 30th, and Alistair being the former Strikeforce champion. And the Nevada State Athletic Commission demanded on December 7th that he take a urine test for steroids and human growth hormone and things like that. And what he did was he instead sent the test over, sort of like FedExed him over, from his private doctor in Holland. So they said, no, that wasn't good enough. So they made him take 2 days out of training and fly to, I guess it's a day each way plus the tickets somehow, from Holland to England for this drug testing, urine testing, which has a wide panel of steroid screens in it. And I don't think they've got the results back from that yet, but the bottom line is, you know, the guy went from like a 210-pounder to like 256 at one point in time, and he was all rock muscle. Sort of like our boy Barry Bonds yesterday. Man, why couldn't they have put that guy in jail? You know, if it was you or I or any John normal guy, you know, as far as financial status was concerned, we'd be doing time. We lied before a grand jury. We cost the government $7 million. Okay? I mean, there's got to be some payment there. 30 days house arrest? Come on, man. That's got to be the biggest joke going. That's just got to be the biggest joke going. And, you know, the bottom line is they had the goods on him. I think they did. His girlfriend testified. You know, that there were other people that testified. I mean, you're not going to believe any of these witnesses. Then you're going to find them guilty of lying before a grand jury. And you're not going to give the witnesses any credibility, even though you're indicting and you're convicting and you're sentencing a man for 30 days house arrest. Oh, boy. Wouldn't you like to spend 30 days in Barry's house and being waited on hand and foot, jacuzzis and all over the place, swimming pool? You know Barry's got it going on. He's also got that big old ugly head, though. You got to say it. That's steroids. I don't care what anybody says now. Yeah, I mean, he was lying about Greg Anderson. He said that Greg Anderson, his trainer, the steroid king that he was, never shot him up, never gave him a needle with anything in it. And that's what he was found guilty of lying about. So the other stuff they sort of slid on because they couldn't prove it. Quote, beyond a reasonable doubt. That's where the common problem is. Reasonable. Is what is reasonable to some people is not reasonable to others. Because the guy's a superstar. Because he's a future Hall of Famer. Because he's a home run king of the national pastime baseball. Okay? That just doesn't make it. I'm telling you. Barry Bonds should have spent some time. As much government, and he lied, and he was arrogant, And he just, you know, he just was. And he showed no remorse. I mean, the guy cheated his way to the home run throne. You know he did. Okay? Willie Mays may give him props. I don't know if Hank Aaron really wants to give him. Hank Aaron really wants to give him all that much props. Come on. Pretty crazy. About Go Kid. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the insider's look into the world of boxing and MMA. We'll talk about tonight's card, Andre Ward and Carl Froch, and more, of course. That's on Showtime, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. If I feel pretty good, I'm going to be over at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. That's about three blocks off East 14th Street on Hesperian Boulevard in San Leandro. And Ricky takes good care of you, a great menu. Pedro will probably be in the house. And, hey, I think it'll be a great fight. Andre Ward and Carl Froch tonight on Showtime and at Rickys.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know. But I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
I was knocking out all bums in my prime, folks. Seven amateur titles. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. And I'm just going to guess off the top of my head. That's the Bonanza theme. Okay, I wasn't right. Not in time. Anyway, worry about that a little bit later. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. Of course, tonight, HBO. I'm so used to saying that, and I shouldn't be, because for the past few years now, Showtime has put on a better caliber of fights. I mean, they haven't shown as many showcase fights. And you heard Larry Merchant criticize his own network for the Al Heyman type of fights that they seem to have on HBO, these showcase fights. Larry said you shouldn't be showcasing anybody. He said when you get to HBO, you should be a made fighter. You should be ready to draw. And I think that's what's wrong with the HBO ratings. Somebody told me the HBO ratings on boxing were going south. Yeah, they're going south if you got, you know, fighter 13 fighting fighter number one or fighter number one fighting fighter number unranked. You know, nobody wants to see mismatches. They don't look good, and they get people hurt. That's the flip side that people don't see, is that they get people hurt. You put a guy in there that can't fight, that couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue, okay? And you put him in there against a guy that can really throw, that's got an amateur pedigree, that's a solid professional, he knows how to set down on his punches. Okay, that's how people get hurt, and it happens far too often in the sport of boxing. Of course, now speaking of people getting hurt, earlier this week, the California State Athletic Commission overturned an October 15th decision by referee Pat Russell that, you know, that Bernard Hopkins was acting, not for the first time, he's been accused of this before, but he was acting when he got knocked down and said he separated his shoulder and had all these problems. And then I printed some hospital reports, but they were never verified by the hospital. They were verified by Hopkins people. Of course, I'm talking about Bernard Hopkins in the fight with Chad Dawson. And now they've wiped that off the books. It's called a no contest. It never, ever took place. In the second round, Hopkins was unable to continue after being floored, I guess. Anyway, the bottom line is the man that I think he was there ringside knows a little bit more about this than I do. Kevin Perry, does that fight deserve to be ruled a no contest?
Yeah, I mean, Hopkins wasn't put down by a legal blow. Whether you think it was an intentional or unintentional foul, I just can't see how a guy can win a fight on without landing a legal blow. So that's kind of my outlook on it, and I think they made the right decision. I don't see why it took them about almost 3 months to make the decision, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay,
now WBC is apparently ordered a rematch between the two, and I don't think too many people were excited about that first fight, and I don't think anyone's really going to take any money out of their pocket to go see this rematch. I wonder where they're going to stage this. Are they going to stage this in a studio somewhere in front of studio executives? Because no one wants to see this fight.
You mean like the moon landings? I'm just kidding. Anyway, you know, that's interesting because neither guy's drawn. I mean, Hopkins hasn't drawn any time in his entire career. The only guy that really drew was the guy that who he was fighting, be it Felix Trinidad, be it Oscar De La Hoya, be it Joe Calzaghe. The point I'm trying to make is he was involved in some successful affairs as far as live gate attendance and things like that are concerned, but it wasn't due to him. It was due to the other guy.
Well, yeah, I agree, but I think part of that reason is whoever's been his promoter really didn't do much to sell Hopkins. I think Hopkins is a great self-promoter outside of the ring. He just doesn't the thing about Hopkins, if you watch Hopkins in the 1990s, Hopkins was a very entertaining fighter to watch when he was younger. But once he got older, he just figured out how to take the least amount of damage and pretty much steal rounds, you know, with one or two real big, clean punches and minimize his opponent's offense. And that, to me, isn't very appealing to watch, even though I'm a huge Bernard Hopkins fan, and I very much respect his skills. But I can't really stand to watch the guy much anymore.
Okay, you know, in October 15th, I think it was 80, 98, anyway, he did the same thing with 2001. He did the same thing with Robert Allen, where he laid down, said he couldn't continue this and that, and he was knocked out of the ring by referee Mills Lane at that point. I mean, he went through the ropes. I mean, like it was through the ropes. I mean, through the first and the second rope, like some WWE stunt or something like that. But he went out of the ring, said he hurt his shoulder, said he couldn't continue then. I mean, Bernard, let's be honest, you know, Bernard's a pretty good actor, in my opinion. He may have won an Emmy with that one.
Well, yeah, he's kind of known for those types of antics. And I think the problem with Hopkins is he's always talking tough all the time. And, you know, he's known for his dirty tactics and the low blows and, you know, where the referee can't see hitting guys on the hip. And then when he fought Roy Jones and Joe Calzaghe, those guys, you know, that they're like, all right, this guy's going to foul me. I'm going to foul him back. And then when Hopkins gets fouled, it's like somebody shot him with a gun. So it's just very interesting that somebody who's as dirty of a fighter as Hopkins is reacts so in such a just crazy manner when he's fouled by somebody else. But I guess that's just part of the whole game. It's not just boxing to him. It's theatrics, and he's extremely good at it.
That was the night, August 28th, 1998, folks, when he fought Robert Allen. Allen coming in at 22-2 was a no contest before. On the undercard, the great Roberto Duran was beaten by a guy who, although I have a tremendous amount of respect for as a fighter and as a person, in William Joppy. Joppy couldn't hold Duran's boots back in the day. I mean, it just wouldn't, you know, it was a matter of being too old and too small.
Oh, yeah, and I think Duran just deserves credit for even going that long.
Hey,
even being able to fight world-class opponents here, at that stage. But
here's what's up. He could have fought Tommy Hearns 10 times and lost 11 times, okay? Styles just weren't going to make that one.
Yeah.
Unless he got to Hearns real, real fast and started working his body, I mean, from the get-go, or from the absolute get-go, he doesn't stand much of a chance, okay, from that long arms and that reach. And that right hand that Duran hit him with, that he hit Duran with, I think it was in early June of 1984, Caesar's Palace, an outdoor arena. We were sitting on the floor next to the ring. It wasn't, I don't think the Caesars was that involved with this one. I think Caesars sort of rented out their tennis courts for this fight for these guys from Miami that were promoting it. And we got to sit on the floor next to the ring. And that right hand I saw Tommy throw, first Tommy looked like Duran was in all kinds of trouble. This was in the second round. Duran's in all kinds of trouble. He was knocked down two or three times in the first round. I mean, he was he was just fighting on heart. So he gets up, and he comes out for the second round, and Hearns looks at his body. I mean, like, looks at it for a long time. And the feint is good enough to where it gets Duran to pull his hands down, and Tommy fires a right hand straight over the top and hits Duran on the chin. It was the hardest punch I think I've ever seen land personally in public, flush and to the point, Kev. It was one of those devastating punches in history.
What about that punch that Sergio Martinez landed on Paul Williams? I mean, I think the Ricky Hatton and
Manny Pacquiao
knockout and the Sergio Martinez and Paul Williams knockout, those two knockouts I think go right up there at the top of best knockouts in boxing history.
Good enough. In fact, I think, you know, next week we're going to have this video together at Ustream. Of course, that's the facebook.com/ringtalk, the Ustream channel. We'll have the video together to where we're inserting the 100 greatest knockouts. We'll probably do that during the commercial breaks. And then we'll run some video highlights during the show because I'm sitting down with my former producer, Double R, this weekend, and we're going to work out a map and how to do this. And so we expect the video show to take off in another direction at the beginning of 2012. That being said, who do you pick tonight, Andre? Andre Ward or Carl Froch, Kevin Perry?
I think it's going to be a good fight. I think to be logical here, I'm going to pick Andre Ward. And I think the reason why is Ward's probably one of the top infighters in boxing, if not the best fighter right now in fighting. I think if he could put Frotch in those handcuffs that he does with the holding and the hitting and all that type of stuff, I don't think Frotch has a chance with that kind of style. And that being said, Ward is a great fighter from the outside. He's faster than Frotch. Frotch is, he's a real tough guy. The problem is Ward is as fierce as they come. So the only question mark with Ward is his chin, but I don't see him getting hit a whole lot, and I don't think he really has a bad chin. I just think that's the, you know, the X factor, as you would say, from a lot of other people who think Ward can't really take much of a punch, and they think, oh, well, Frotch might knock him out, this and that, but that's the only chance I think Frotch has it to knock Ward out, and Ward,
okay,
is,
well, you know,
Ward is too smart. He's too strong physically, and he's a great conditioned overall athlete, and I think he's going to win very decisively.
Well, I would think very decisively is the exact terminology to use, because at the end of 12 rounds, if they're still standing, Andre will have won he's only lost a handful of fights in his last four fights. They've all been title fights. He's fought very good opposition, or what was considered very good opposition coming in. Alan Green, although he flopped like a mackerel, the bottom line was he lost a shutout decision to Andre Wardier, then came back and lost a decision to – did he get stopped or did he lose a decision to Glenn Johnson?
Alan Green was stopped by Glenn Johnson.
Let's see, that's my point. Anyway, Alan Green was thought to be a tough dude. Jermaine Taylor, he was part of this tournament. Remember him? 2000 Olympic bronze medalist, of course, out of
he's actually just to interject, he's actually fighting on the 30th. And I might be attending that card at Morongo Casino in Southern California. And yeah, he's coming back from that retirement, and kind of worries me.
Well, it worries you that he got knocked out twice in his last two fights, both in the 12th round. One against Carl Frock, and I guess the other against Arthur Abraham?
Yeah, and that he had a minor brain bleed, and he's now been cleared to fight. And I know he's not going in tough, but all it takes in boxing is one punch. And if you've had a previous brain bleed, I mean, anything can happen in there. I mean,
Kev, here's what's up. The kid's got enough money to buy all of where he lives. I can't think of his hometown right now, but it's exactly where my father was born.
Arkansas.
Little Rock, Arkansas, okay? You know what I'm saying? He could buy the entire town just about, okay? He saved his money. He put his money away. His money's safe. He doesn't need any money. Why he continues to fight after getting lit up twice, not once, but twice, like the White House Christmas tree, and then knocked out at the end of 24 rounds, he was knocked out twice. Once in the 12th round against Frock, once in the 12th round against Abraham. I think one fight went 246, the other went 252. So he almost made it. In one fight, he was winning. The other fight, he wasn't winning. But the bottom line is, you know, you're right. The brain bleed, the fact that, first of all, you know, guys, when they get these brain bleeds, they usually are from knockouts and concussions, and that's what a concussion is, a brain bleed. I can't even think of the exact terminology right now. But the bottom line is your brain bleeds each time you suffer a concussion. So that's why when guys get hurt in training and get knocked down or get knocked out in the gym, and then they get back up and they start training a week, you know, they start sparring again a week later, that's why they end up, like, selling shoes or shining shoes.
And you know what really bothers me, too, is the brain itself is, out of any part of the body, is, you know, the least amount of it, it's something that the doctors, they really can't explain how the brain works.
You know what? And sometimes I can't explain how you work, but you work magnificently at ringtalk.com. I thank you so much, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family. family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Not that I believe in polls, but Amir Khan didn't win, according to the poll at ringtalk.com. 49.8% think Peterson won, 30.9% think Khan won, and 19.3% say it was a draw. Of course, this was for the world 140-pound title last Saturday night on HBO from Washington, D.C. Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather negotiations are broken down once again, and I'm told the reason is drug testing and money. As I said, California wipes Chad Dawson and Bernard Hopkins off the books. Of course, all of this stuff is at ringtalk.com. We've got the history and consequences of the Marcus of Queensbury's boxing rules. We've got that at ringtalk.com. We've got Andre Ward, from the crib to world champion, part one and part two at ringtalk.com. Okay, you can listen to prior shows, prior editions of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs every Saturday morning at 11:05 a.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's 11:05 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I thank you so much for spending some time with me on this lovely day. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. And don't forget the website, ringtalk.com, or the Facebook page, the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/ringtalk. Until next week, much peace, much respect. Happy holidays.